Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, sponsored by the Pancake Parlour, supporting AFL Women's since day one. Lovely.
You're now with Fee and Beck. You're back from the boundary. You are popping up and down.
Well, I told you I want to play football. I'm going to play in the second half for Carlton.
If you can run up and down those steps as many times and as fast as you do, then you should be recruited for
that. Don't you think I'd be good for Carlton?
Well, you know that new veterans game that's happening.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Yeah.
We have talked to some wonderful people tonight, and our next guest is no exception. Annie Nolan is a blogger. She's a mum. Western Bulldogs footballer Liam Picken is lucky enough to be married to her. And she's also a huge advocate for diversity and inclusion. Annie, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you.
Is it
an exaggeration?
No, never. We didn't have your microphone on.
No.
Oh, you're here now.
Hey, you're allowed.
It's probably better if it's off, but that's okay.
Not true. Now, you're looking fabulous. You're wearing your rainbow guernsey.
Yes, and all my family are.
And your girls and your boys are.
Yeah.
And you've got your rainbow pride socks.
My socks on. And all rainbows.
Socks.
I know. I don't do anything by half.
No, you certainly don't.
So their season launch, Annie wore see-through boots, knee-high see-through boots.
Yes, the condensation on those.
Had a little bit of condensation.
Now, Annie, obviously you've got an association with the Bulldogs. What does it mean to you to have them as part of this Pride game tonight?
Yeah, it's incredibly emotional. Like, I'm really surprisingly overwhelmed because I know that they stood up when it really, really particularly mattered last year, and they brought out their video in for the Yes Vote and everything. But to see this at the home ground is unbelievable. When I first was with Liam quite a while ago, when I first joined, footy was so patriarchal. That's the way it was. Yeah. And to think that in my short time of, you know, being involved in football, to see now rainbow at Witten Oval is awesome. Like, yeah. I just can't even put it into words, really.
You've been involved. This isn't your first Pride game. I know last year you went up to the Hamilton Pride game and helped host and organise that. You're from that part of the world.
Yes.
So why do you get involved in that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think that, I don't really care who you are. I think that, everyone needs to stand up and do their bit, and particularly with the country area. I grew up as a country gal, and, you know, mental health, particularly back there, is such an issue. So we went back and really addressed those things. And I am so proud because, you know, the local member wasn't for the Yes Vote or anything like that. And I called his office many a times. And then it turns out that, you know, Hamilton, after our Pride game, voted more in favour of Yes than my inner Melbourne seat.
Wow.
Which was really, I just don't think it would have happened if we hadn't have done anything. Mm. And I just think that everyone really needs to stand up and do their part. We're not even just for the LGBTQI community, but, you know, more generally with many aspects.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now we're going to have another special guest join us with Annie here. James Lolicato is the CEO of Proud to Play, which is a charity he founded which focuses on LGBTIQ education and participation in youth sports. So picking up from what Annie said, James, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, tell us a little bit about Proud to Play and why you started it.
Yeah, so Proud to Play is basically Australia's largest youth-led LGBTI in sport organisation. So we get as many young LGBTI plus people into sport and community exercise as possible. We do it through participation, education and rewriting policies for state and national sporting organisations.
Now, James, Annie talked about, I guess, the power of the Pride game that she was part of organising in Hamilton, the effect that had on the community. You do a lot of work with young people. What do you think something like tonight, what impact does that have on young people?
Yeah, I mean, you see people running on the field in rainbow jumpers. You see rainbows everywhere. Finally, sport is starting to take into consideration that LGBTI people exist, and we're celebrating that fact. We're not looking down on it. So young people look around what we have here today and other Pride games, and they get so excited to say that one day they will play that sport and that they will be accepted doing it.
I know you came to the Sydney Pride game that was held in July last year, and you brought a whole lot of trans kids that had not been...
Yeah, we had about 50 young, gender diverse and trans kids come from Sydney.
That had never been to the football before?
Most of them had. There was one who said they'd been to one game before and they just didn't feel comfortable. Because we know research shows that about 80% of young people don't even feel safe or comfortable being involved in watching the game, let alone playing.
Yeah. So have you seen that started to improve over the last few years?
I think with the inception of the Pride Games, with more and more LGBTI role models coming out, especially what we see on the field, is like out gay women playing. What we see that from that is young LGBT people say, oh, I can do this in the future. And they get really excited. And yes, we are seeing an increase in participation.
Look, it makes me just want to run on the field and start pashing women. But
don't we all?
Oh, hello.
Goodbye, Liam.
Spoilers. Yeah. Now, you picked up on it, James, that this is a game where the athletes who are playing are out, a lot of them. And I'm sure that makes a difference to young kids, that there's, you know, actual players. It's not just players talking about it. It's they're actually living their lives.
I was saying to Annie before, down below, leave it to the women to be able to be so open and great with what they do. Like, we have so many openly gay women who are here celebrating the fact that they're gay, who are showing off their partners, who are being proud of that fact. And yes, it does so much, because as LGBTI people, we have limited role models as it is. So what this does is it provides us a whole range of new role models in the sports that we love.
Yeah, absolutely. And Annie, you've got little kids that you've brought along today. Is it something you talk to them about, these Pride games?
All the time. You know, well, actually, talking about trans people, in our cheer squad down at the Bulldogs right now, there are several trans people down there, and, you know, it's just like nothing to them now.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, they actually understand what trans is, but it's like a non-factor. They go to the footy and, yeah, you know, they're there. Like, it's just, yeah, it's normalised. I think that's the whole point, is that, you know, if you do enough, it just becomes so normal. You know, last year it was full on to finally see Erin kiss her wife at, you know, at the AFLW
Awards. Good
morning,
I'm Andrew
and that was
Rattle.
Like amazing.
Welcome to Being Informed.
However,
last night we saw the Western Bulldogs.
It wasn't normalised yet, and now these relationships are being normalised. I think in this year, no one really is batting an eyelid as much now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that yes vote probably made a big difference to that too.
Yeah. Now, we, the police are here, so don't be alarmed. It's actually the first time I've been around and not been fearing that I'd get arrested.
Is it a coincidence that Annie and James were here and the police rubbed up?
Yeah, you guys made a run through the exit. So we're going to have to quickly wrap it up and have a quick chat to them before the game starts. But thanks so much for coming on to the
No worries. Anytime.
Thanks, guys. Love
thanks,
you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.